Welcome to WGLZ Radio. We are a college radio, and we are passionately vocal. My name's Liam, and today's Artist Spotlight, we will be discussing the life, career, and legacy of Malik Isaac Taylor, known professionally as Fife Dawg, one of the founding members of the legendary hip-hop group A Tribe Called Quest. Fife's self-deprecating swagger and aggressively smooth flows inspired a generation of young people and influenced music artists such as Kanye West, Logic, Pharrell Williams, and many others. Malik Isaac Taylor was born on November 20, 1970 in Queens, New York. He was the son of Trinidadian immigrants Walt Taylor and Cheryl Boyce Taylor, who was a poet. Fife and his twin brother Miguel were born prematurely, and Miguel died shortly after birth. In his early years, Fife was always an outspoken and driven individual with a passion for the arts. He met Kamal Ibn John Farid, or Q-Tip, his best friend and musical partner, when they were about 2 years old. Fife was always a natural performer and started out pursuing acting in grade school. He then moved on to writing lyrics and rapping in his early teens and set out in search for a crew. Fife formed A Tribe Called Quest in 1985 with Q-Tip, Ali Shaheed Muhammad, and later, Jarobi White. The group would release their debut album, People's Instinctive Travels in the Paths of Rhyme, in 1990, which put them on the map. A Tribe Called Quest basically owned the hip-hop industry in the early 90s. With the release of their second album, The Low End Theory, in 1991, the group saw international success with the songs Check the Rhyme, and Scenario. Which changed the entire hip-hop industry. This album has been acclaimed by critics and fellow musical artists alike for being one of the greatest hip-hop albums of all time. Fife and A Tribe Called Quest are very closely associated with other hip-hop groups, the Jungle Brothers and De La Soul. These three groups were collectively known as the Native Tongues. In an interview with White Label Radio in 2014, Fife recounts his time with the Native Tongues in the studio and gives a little insight into what life was like back then.
Man, we were just a bunch of kids who enjoyed being around each other, at each other's sessions, 2 days in a row without going home, things of that nature. It was just a fun time for us, and we were learning from each other. You know what I mean? Not only that, it was very competitive. As much as we loved each other, it was like, yo, that record's hot. Now we gotta go in the studio at our own session and smash that. You know what I mean? But the only thing that I regret as far as Native Tongues was we had an opportunity to really make it big, and we didn't really capture it when it was there for us.
This was a very competitive time for all artists in the industry. Everyone was trying their best to be at the top of the Billboard. Fife has stated many times in interviews that you could be at the top of the board one day, and the next, you're out of sight, out of mind. In an interview with Breaking Records Radio, Fife is asked sports or hip-hop, and he responds with sports.
That's because hip-hop is so fickle. It's always been fickle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like you could have the number one slot one Tuesday, and then two Tuesdays later on in the month, T.I. is reigning supreme, Drake, or when we were doing it, Big Daddy Kane would have it, KRS would have it. You know what I'm saying? So if you're not out there, it's pretty much out of sight, out of mind.
Yeah.
They're gonna forget about you. And I haven't dropped the album since 2000. So you know I love sport.
This period of Fife's life was very impactful to him. All the people that surrounded him molded him into who he was. His flow and structuring of songs is all a product of the Native Tongues. In the same interview with White Label Radio, Fife breaks down who molded him into the smooth current of energy he was throughout Tribe's golden age.
I came from that whole battle era, so that's where my aggressiveness came from.
Okay.
Now, Q-Tip, pretty much Q-Tip and Chris Lighty, rest in peace. Mike G in Africa from the Jungle Brothers, as well as my boys from De La, they pretty much taught me song structure, how to write songs. You know, the whole 8-bar hook, 16-bar hook, that type of thing. Because you leave it up to me, my dumb self would have been trying to battle for a whole album. That's all I knew, you know what I mean? But those guys definitely took me under their wings and, you know, helped me out.
These three groups were at the absolute top of their game throughout the 90s. It seemed like nothing could slow down their hot streak of Billboard hits. A Tribe Called Quest released 5 consecutive albums before disbanding in 98 after the release of The Love Movement to all pursue solo careers. Fife released his first solo album, Ventilation de LP, in 2000. However, the album flopped, only having two minor hits. Sadly, Fife's solo career never made it off the ground due to his various health issues. He was diagnosed with type 1 diabetes in May of 1990 and made fun of this fact in many songs, most notably calling himself a funky diabetic in the song Oh My God. After his success in the 90s with A Tribe Called Quest, Fife slowed down and settled into a more relaxed life away from the industry. He reflected on the impact music had on the youth movement in an interview with MTV News in 2000, where he talked about the future of hip-hop and the state of young people at the time.
Unfortunately, these kids, they'd rather listen to us kicking in a rhyme or a verse than listen to their own teacher at school. And on that note, being that it's unfortunate, we still have to deal with it. So being that they'd rather listen to us, we gotta kick something else to them other than what kind of car I drive or how many chicks I brought home from the party last night, you know, stuff like that. It's cool, because I get down like that, no problem. But, you know what I mean? Let's give these youth something else, because this is all, that's all this music is, a youth movement. If we fill their head with nothing but BS, they're going to go out like that.
Later in the 2000s, he married Daisha Head Taylor, and they had two children. Fife never stopped, however, appearing on many different albums as a guest feature throughout the 2000s and into the early 2010s. Fife worked on a second solo album throughout the 2000s, and in 2015, A Tribe Called Quest reunite to work on their sixth and final album, We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service, which would feature many different big-name artists like Kanye West, Kendrick Lamar, and Elton John, just to name a few. However, before the album would release, Fife would pass away due to complications with diabetes and kidney failure on March 22, 2016. Fife battled with health issues caused by diabetes for many years, but he never gave up hope on his dreams and ideas for the future. We Got It From Here, Thank You For Your Service would be released later in the year on November 11th to honor Fife and to commemorate the importance and impact Tribe had on the industry. It was a love letter to the classic charm and swagger of Tribe's golden years, and it cemented their legacy as one of the greatest hip-hop groups of all time. Fife's legacy continues to this day with the release of his second posthumous album, Forever, on March 22, 2022, exactly 6 years after his passing. This album highlights nearly a decade of Fife's work and channels the energy and spirit he always brought to the table. Malik Isaac Taylor was a visionary, and his influence on the hip-hop industry is far-reaching. Many modern artists like Kanye West have cited him as being their biggest influence on how they shaped their style and flow. Fife Dawg and A Tribe Called Quest will forever be remembered for their smooth swagger, norm-breaking style, and consistent charm that no one else could match.